The Hallelujah Chorus is a staple of the season. Remember last year's Hallelujah Chorus flash mobs? It is glorious, but is that all there is? Our next guest says no. He's Ron Cohen, longtime director of the legendary JFK High School Choir in Plainview, Long Island. Okay, it was my choir, perhaps. Legendary isn't quite the word. But Mr. Cohen, who's visited before with choral selections, is back, this time with Santa Hat and Red Suspenders, to say, what about this piece? Mr. Cohen, welcome back. This is what?
This is Gloria Patra from the John Rutter Magnificat, and I like it because it has this wonderful joy, it has this wonderful rousing kind of feeling, and it's just inspiring.
It is inspiring. It's the Cambridge Singers and the London Symphony. We're going to have a list of all of Mr. Cohen's picks at our website, hereandnow.org. And when you are our choir director, you used to talk about how you were the Jewish choir director who loved Christmas music.
Thanks to my mother. She brought me up with Santa Claus. Now, you know, she's going to be 94 years old shortly.
I know.
You know what we do?
What?
We go up and down the streets at night looking at all the different lights. And one of the houses was so phenomenal. I went up there. They've invited us in, and we're going to do it.
Okay. And probably start some caroling while you're there.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about some of the other music you've brought. An Apostrophe to the Heavenly Host by Healy Willen. And we're going to hear it performed by a truly legendary choir, the Calhoun Choir from Merrick, New York. Let's listen.
Ye watchers and ye holy ones.
You always told us music could be life-changing. This was for you.
I was in junior high school teaching, and a dear colleague of mine invited me to go to a national convention. I said, are you kidding me? Go to a national convention with 100 thousands of music educators? Ah, no, no, no. Well, he said, guess where they're going to have the convention? I said, where? He said, at the War Memorial. I said, the War Memorial? That's where the Boston Celtics play with Bob Cousy and Bill Russell against Chamberlain. I said, I'm going. And there was a concert hour, and on walks this group with these blue robes. And they opened their mouth and said, it can't be possible. S. Talbot Thayer, who was my hero and my mentor. And I said, I got to go to a high school. And they built Kennedy High School, and we built the choir with them in the model.
Inspired by the Calhoun Choir.
Yeah, really.
They are magnificent.
They were wonderful.
For your next piece, you've brought something from the Irish choral group Anúna. This is formed by the Dublin composer Michael McGlynn. And it's their piece, Gaudete.
Gaudete, Gaudete, Christus es natus, ex Maria.
It's such a great, catchy rhythm. Bum, 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 bum.
Okay,
it's very catchy.
Yes, it is. All right. By the way, that ringing that you're hearing when Mr. Cohen gets excited are the bells around his neck. Okay. let's go to a piece now that you really can't hear anywhere else, because this is Carol of the Wise Men. It is performed by your old choir, the JFK Choir, written by a graduate?
An alumni named John Heiss. When he graduated Kennedy, he went on to Westminster Choir College, and they had a carol competition. He entered this Carol of the Wise Men, and it won the competition. He sent me a personal copy, and our choir sang it. Sadly, it's never been published, and I hope that it will, because I think it's quite lovely.
Gorgeous. And Ron Cohen, judging by the last time you were here, every choral director in the country is listening, and so maybe you'll hear from someone, you know, who also wants to perform it. So please, let us know if you want to know more about that. Okay, the next piece. From Giancarlo Minotti's A Mile in the Night Visitors. You can still rent it. It used to be a staple on TV. The three wise men come across a poor mother with a crippled child. The wise men on their way to meet the newborn Jesus. Let's listen. Have you seen this, John?
Oh,
I'm going to try not to get verklempt with you right now. I can't tell you what this does to me. First of all, it is a jewel. It's a little opera that's a jewel, a crown jewel. I only wish that we could mount a new production of this in color HDTV. My dream would be for Audra McDonald. Are you listening, Audra, someplace out there, to do and play the mother? Can I tell you a quick story?
Yes,
why?
Yes, please.
I took my mom to Symphony Hall to hear Audra. She does this number with this fantastic high note. It brought the house down. And she stops and she says, "Do you know that I was worried about that high note? I'm going to tell you something." Now people are sitting up in their seats. And she said, "I want to tell you how I got that high note. I squeezed my butt." The whole place got hysterical. And I said, right there, I said, "This is the lady to play the mother in a mile. She's so real."
Okay.
So, that's it.
From your lips, you know. Lips.
PBS or NBC,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Please.
Great. Okay. Next piece. Composed in the 1950s, Arthur Honegger's Christmas Cantata. He was the Swiss composer. The Christmas Cantata, the last piece he wrote in 1953.
At Boston University, we had listening assignments. I listened to the first two movements of this. I said, "Feh, no, pooey." Then I put the third movement on. I said, "Oh, my goodness, all my favorite carols, including Silent Night, all counterpoint, contrapuntally put together." And then all of a sudden, this ending. And I haven't listened to it for years, and it just came to me for this. It is something special.
How nice. They all are. We will have Ron Cohen's list of music to celebrate the holidays if you want to go beyond the Hallelujah Chorus. Shall we leave with just a little bit more from your former choir, the JFK Choir on Long Island? We had a tradition. Every Christmas, we'd come down the aisles with candles and sing this song.
The most favorite thing and greatest memory I have of the choir is the processional. Just putting the candles in front of all of you guys' faces, you remember, and lighting it up, and then seeing you go down the aisle with ice blue lighting and just the candles, coming to the stage, and then breaking into four-part harmony with this lovely descant. It just speaks of what Christmas is all about. It's beyond belief.
Ron Cohen, thank you so much.
It's my great pleasure.